Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about 27 Times Cinema initiative, and to do that we are joined by Mia Sherry, who is the Irish ambassador for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. So, why? How are you here?
So I had never heard about this before, but I knew that I really wanted to go to Venice. I study film in college, and I'm really lucky that my film school are very involved with festivals. So I knew that they gave like 20 students accreditation. So I figured when I came to second year, I was like, cool, like September 2020, I'll get that student accreditation, it will be fine. But then COVID happened, and I figured that kind of went out the window. And then one day I was just on Twitter, and I remember the thing that got me was that it was like, do you want a free flight to Venice? Do you want to stay in the Lido? And I was kind of like, yeah, I do. And then I read that it was, I actually didn't even fully read it. I thought that it was 27 people from Ireland. So I was like, oh, sure, you'd have a chance, wouldn't you? Like, yeah. And then I submitted my application. And I thought it was kind of weird that it was so focused on Europe. But I was like, what do I know about the IFI? And then I got an email from Alicia over the IFI. And she was like, we've sent it off to Europa Cinemas. And I was like, oops. So I read more into it because I figured, if I wasn't going to love it, I shouldn't really take that place from somebody. But then I read into it and I was like, this is like a dream come true that I never even knew about. So I was like, yes, please send it off. And then about 2 weeks later, I got the email from Irene that I'd been selected. And it was just this crazy thing that I kind of accidentally applied for and got really, really fortunate to have gotten the place. So
fantastic. And, karma is working.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I read on your profile that you would become a film journalist.
Yes, hopefully.
So, we are web radio. We are an international web radio. And we are a lot of film festivals. So, would you imagine you as a journalist for Fred? Maybe?
Fred, please hire me. No, absolutely. And especially Ireland is really blessed to have a very vibrant film festival scene. And it's kind of a pity that it's like these hidden gems that not a lot of Europeans know about. But no, I actually have a podcast myself called Crime Brulee. It's a true crime podcast about the accuracies and inaccuracies of like crime films. So I do that with my friend, and when I'm going home, the Irish delegate from last year has invited me onto his podcast. So I'm very involved in podcasting and radio. I think it's a really inventive way to further the discussion of film. So Fred, I'll be available. No, absolutely. I would really love the chance to get more involved in the audio side of journalism, because I think it's something that's really kind of finding a niche and it's booming right now.
And why you are interested in cinema crime?
It was also something that was born out of quarantine. I started watching a lot of Fincher and Zodiac. And then I was watching I, Tonya, and then the kind of controversial Zac Efron film, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. I was talking to my friend and I was like, yeah, but the weird thing is that some of these films are really accurate or really inaccurate. But it can kind of change your whole perspective on a very important, life-changing and tragic events. And so we started this podcast basically as a way to, educate people. It's also light and funny. It's not totally dark. And also just, talk about the kind of amazing, tricky, complex format that is cinema, and how we can visually portray your very dark subject matter.
Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. During this week, during these 12 days, 10 days, you are still here in Venice. Do you, which one of the 27 times cinema activities, a masterclass, workshop, are you looking forward to the most and why?
So I've, we've actually kind of had all our like workshops or whatever, but I was really lucky. I got into the film criticism one.
Uh-huh.
Which is like, again, karma. And it was just the most amazing thing. It was taught by Stanislav Ida and Jesus Silvas Villa, who are both professional film critics and journalists, and it really changed my perspective on the written aspect of it, and just like, you know, asking questions that I'd kind of taken for granted before, like, what are the merits of, you know, giving a rating out of stars? Should be 4 stars or 5 stars? Mm-hmm. Like, what is a film criticism? What's the difference between criticism, review, and analysis? And it was just, I think we also got the most fun, like, assignment. Mm-hmm. So we had to see a film from the Biennale.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like no problem, and it was just so great. And we got to write reviews and experience what writing with a really tight deadline of like 24, 48 hours was like, and it really kind of made me realise what I'd be getting into if I went into film criticism professionally. But it was so great, and they really just had a great way of teaching and critiquing, but still making it, you know, fun and really informative. So that was fantastic. And I think our jury president, Nadav Lapid, is going to be giving us an informal masterclass on Saturday. So I'm sure that will not disappoint.
Okay. So thank you to Mia for being with us, the karma ambassador. No, sorry. No, I'm joking. The Irish ambassador of this 27 times cinema edition. This is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.